Now that Congress has okayed oil and gas exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge's coastal plain, opponents are preparing for the next phase in their decades-long struggle to protect the environmentally sensitive area.
This fight is not over. For the Gwich'in, it has just begun on a whole new level.
Bernadette Dementev is executive director of the Gwich'in Steering Committee. She says members of the Fairbanks-based organization are taking a few days off before they resume their efforts to protect the coastal plain and its wildlife from oil industry development.
You know, right now, we just take the time to calm down because there's a lot of anger and we can't act out in anger.
The Gwich'in consider the lands that would be open to oil and gas exploration as sacred. They also worry the industrial activity will harm the porcupine caribou herd and other wildlife that's essential to indigenous people's subsistence. Local conservation groups also are preparing to launch campaigns to protect the coastal plain in concert with their national counterparts and indigenous peoples' organizations.
You'll see Northern Alaska Environmental Center and our partners here in Alaska continue to stand in solidarity with the Gwich'in Nation.
Elizabeth Dabney is executive director of the Northern Alaska Environmental Center.
This is a huge blow to their way of life and a lack of an acknowledgement of the time that they spent in Washington, D.C., raising their voices.
Jessica Girard is with Fairbanks Climate Action Coalition. Girard says conservation groups intend to take full advantage of the years-long federal process of identifying lands with oil and gas potential and then conducting lease sales, all of which must be done before drilling can begin.
There's many hurdles that are in the way of opening the refuge.
Throughout that time, Girard says opponents will be waging political fights in Congress, filing lawsuits, and staging protests here in Alaska and nationwide.